This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hey, today's Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing, proudly serving hoppy beverages for everyone. Grab your favorite Pelican Brew or try Pelican's hop-infused sparkle hops featuring fun fruit flavors and zero alcohol. Sparkle in on the new year with Pelican Brewing's non-alcoholic sparkle hops. It is Daily Ticker time. It is time to talk to Tom Habistro. He's been trying. He's such a P1 of our show. He's been trying to call in for like an hour saying, I'm ready to go. He's hearing our Blazer takes. He wants to yell at us about them. Tom Habistro, Mr. Statistician Face Man. You can go follow him on Twitter at Tom Habistro. Of course, our analytics insider for the Portland Trail Blazers. He's a part of the post game yesterday. It was delightful to see him in Rib City. Before we get to anything else, Tom, we have to start with the question to settle a show debate. Is Tom Habistro a golf guy?
I am aspiring golf guy. I'm terrible at golf, but I do play a bunch of times a year.
Okay. All right. That settled the debate. Thank you. Yep. Aspiring.
What is this?
Our producers just out of nowhere just said, Tom Habistro is a big golf guy. And we're like, wait, what? Where did we get that from? And he was very adamant that you were a big golf guy. We didn't think that you were.
The stats guy before you, Tom, Corey Jez, he was a huge golf guy. And so he confused you with the Jezzer. And so we were like, no, we'll ask Tom, but we're pretty sure that wasn't Tom.
Well, did you see Shane Battier is playing with Tiger Woods today?
I don't know
if you guys caught
the Seminole pro player. I absolutely did. I am a golf guy, Tom, so I'm well aware of that. I'm all plugged in there. What did Tom Habistro do? So the game's yesterday at 12:30. What did you do when the post game ended? Did you do anything fun?
I went to Eam and had like the best soup I've ever had in my life. They have this coconut curry with this beef brisket burnt ends that was to die for. I'm telling y'all.
Do you like coming to Portland and hanging out? Like, what do? You have like things that you're always looking to do here, or hikes, or store? Like, obviously, you have a restaurant that you wanted to hit up. Like, do you always, when you come over here, because you don't come over very often, but when you do, you make like a big itinerary list of like, I'm going to do this, this, and that?
Yeah, and on the top of my list was calling into this radio show.
Damn right.
And you guys finally picked up. I'm really glad. No, the first thing I did, you know what I did when I landed? It was on Saturday night. I landed at 8 o'clock. I drop my bags off at the hotel. And see, I host a Top Chef podcast,
yes.
Not like a chef podcast. Like, I watch the show and I'm a huge super fan of the show. And Gregory Gourdet has a restaurant here in town, Portland zone. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk into Con without a reservation, and I'm going to see if I can get the most sought after seat in the entire city. So I didn't even book a reservation. I just walked in and they go, "Well, sir, we just got a cancellation. Would you like to sit down now?" I was like, I love this city, man. I love it that you can just go into like, they don't have any reservations for like the next month. And I was able to sit down and I had an amazing dish. The snapper. There was another Top Chef, former contestant in the building who was eating at the same restaurant. And I was just like, man, I love Portland.
This is awesome. Pack Your Knife, by the way, is the name of the podcast. If you're a Top Chef fan and you're into food, the food scene, you got to go check it out.
Well, Tom, you don't strike me as this guy because you seem pretty humble. You got great stats. You love food. You do a great thing for ALS with the Pepper Challenge. How often do you swing the celebrity? How often do you walk in and you're like,
do you know who I am?
I'm Tom Haberstroh. I do a great podcast. Like, the chef might know me. Can you, like, how often do you use that?
Why don't you turn on that Blazer game tomorrow? You're going to see my face. You know, check it out.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if they had won against the Cavs, maybe I'd be able to get a seat at Con with just by walking in. They'd be like, wait, you're the guy who's campaigning for Tamani Kamara to win Defensive Player of the Year.
That's right. Yeah. Keep fighting the good fight. Tom Haberstroh is our guest, Blazers analytical insider. He's in Portland currently. He was part of the post game yesterday. And you can check out his Top Chef podcast, Pack Your Knives. We've farted around enough here, Tom. Let's get to the organization that somehow in the last 2 months has been playing pretty consistently good basketball. Out of nowhere for some. How surprising has this run been for you? And even at times when you're like, all right, 10 of 11, then it's the All-Star break, they'll hit the skids at some point. Here they come out on the road trip. They start 3-0, damn near 4-0 with that game against Cleveland yesterday. How surprised have you been of this two-month stretch of good basketball for the Blazers?
Well, I think even Chauncey Billups would be surprised that it's this level. I mean, let me tell you some numbers here to kind of put in perspective the kind of basketball that they're playing right now, the level that they're playing at. If you remember, it was January 19th where Chauncey Billups went on a press conference and announced that he was making a change to the starting lineup, that Shaedon Sharpe, the prize prospect of the Blazers, was getting moved to the bench out of the starting lineup. And it took everyone by surprise because Shaedon Sharpe is one of the great young prospects that the Blazers have. And he had been starting and he just said, look, I want to set a culture of accountability. And Shaedon Sharpe didn't bring it in the last game defensively. And I want this whole team to see that what we're about defense and we're going to get after the opponent and we're going to hold each other accountable. Since that moment, since that move out of the starting lineup, the Blazers have had the second best defense in the NBA. In the NBA. This group, which is the second youngest team in the NBA, has the second best defense behind the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James. So what we're talking about here is something that you almost never see in the NBA, is a young team with a bunch of 20-year-olds. Tamani Kamara is his second year in the NBA, and he's already getting recognition for a first-team all-defense. Mm-hmm. This is a team that is way ahead of the curve. You never really see a team this young performing at this level. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're like 3-4 years into their rebuilding process, and they're still a pretty young team. But they have like these vets, like Alex Caruso, who's able to, you know, come in and change their defense around. This is a total internal improvement from Chauncey Billups and the Blazers. The fact that over the last month and a half, they've been basically right there with the best defenses in the NBA. That is so surprising from a 30,000-foot view, guys. You just don't see this in the NBA. A team this young, Donovan Klingon starting at center, and Tamani Kamara, second-year player, Scoot Henderson getting big minutes. And Denny Avdija, who just had his first 30-point triple-double of his career, first triple-double of his career, at 24 years old. This is such a young team. You just rarely see a young team performing this well, especially on the defensive end.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Well, I mean, in the in-season thing, you highlight how rare it is. I mean, the identity of the team in general. Like, we go into the year and it's like, hey, maybe they're going to be these high-flying, high-scoring-ish type team that's fun and exciting to watch with length and athleticism. And then you highlight the January change with Shaden to the bench. And now it's like, no, I mean, they can score, but like, they're largely a defensive team now. And just having an entire identity switch that way. I mean, you highlighted Tamani's numbers against Evan Mobley on some defensive stats yesterday on the broadcast, which were really impressive. I'm curious just how many times in your experience covering the league you can remember a team's identity completely flipping the other way from what we thought it would be in the year. And then Tumani Kamara and what this really is for people who don't quite understand, like, hey, Tumani's a good defender. No. It seems like it's much more than that.
Man, where do I begin with Tumani Kamara? This guy is a second-year player, 52nd pick in the NBA draft, a second-round draft pick. There are only, I think, 7 other guys left in the draft picked after him. So this is this is only his second year. This is a guy that basically every team in the NBA passed on in the draft. And the Phoenix Suns selected him at the 52nd pick, and with the DeAndre Ayton trade and Yusuf Nurkic trade, Joe Cronin, the GM of the Portland Trailblazers, said, look, we really want this guy, Tumani Kamara, and with good reason. He'd done a great job at Summer League, and then everyone started knowing this guy's name. He is second in the NBA in defensive stops. That means steals, your blocks, your offensive fouls drawn, your charges. Anytime you make a play defensively to stop the other team, Tumani Kamara is second in the NBA in that category. He's the guy who's leading the league in charges. He's got more charges by himself than the entire Philadelphia 76ers team that he's facing today, tonight. This is a guy, forget the charges, he covers the most ground We have cameras now in every NBA arena that can track players and how much distance they cover per game. No one covers more ground defensively than Tamani Kamara. He picks up guys full court relentlessly. He is a guy who's going to block Paolo Banchero at the rim, not just once, but twice, rising up and blocking one of his dunks. If you want to teach your kid how to play basketball, watch Tamani Kamara play. Get a bunch of film, go on YouTube, get a bunch of clips, and play it in front of your kid, because this is Tamani Kamara is an inspiration. He's a guy who does not stop, and I think he should be getting Defensive Player of the Year now that Victor Wembanyama's hurt. Kamara absolutely deserves this, you know, to be in this conversation. You don't get to be second in the NBA in defensive stops and not be considered a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. So Tamani Kamara, out of nowhere. And this is not just me. This is everybody in the league passing on this guy, except for the Blazers getting him in that trade and saying, we want to build our defense around this guy. And Chauncey Billups, man, he loves Tamani Kamara. And I think he's already, Tamani Kamara is a fan favorite here in Portland, and rightfully so. Tumania, I think, is it Tumania?
I mean, it's Tumania. Tumania, yeah.
But it's Tumania, but I don't know. I kind of feel like I want to say Tumania, but yeah. It's Tumania. I get it. Blazer Mania, Tumania.
Is there a way, Tom, at all with numbers or just your general knowledge of the game, having watched and followed it, that you think, like, what is his ceiling offensively? I know yesterday he had a good game, 19 points. He has some of those. He also has games where he's still locked down defender and scores like 9. What is, in your estimation, his offensive ceiling? If he's already approached his defensive ceiling, what in your mind is his offensive ceiling?
Well, I'm not half as smart as Lamar Hurd, who does the broadcast with me on the broadcast. He said very early on last year, watching this dude, Lamar Hurd called it. He goes, to me, he can be Jimmy Butler. Offensively, he can be a 20-point scorer in the NBA, because he has that kind of mentality. He's that athletic. He's got that kind of gym rat mentality of he's just always going to go at you. And the numbers, what's interesting, I'll give you guys a little a sneak peek at the broadcast tonight. So we've got the Sixers coming out. They're at Philly, and you're going to see Tamani Kamara pregame. We're going to talk about him and his development. And one thing that I'm pointing out is this dude, Tamani Kamara, who is a Defensive Player of the Year candidate in my book, he's shooting 50% on three-pointers over the last 2 months on catch-and-shoots, like off the pass. It's such an essential quality for a defender to have, is to be a 3-and-D player. This guy is 23 of 46 on catch-and-shoot threes since the start of February. That is insane. He's 6th in the NBA over that time in catch-and-shoot threes. So what is his ceiling? Well, he's already an elite 3-and-D guy who's shooting 37% on threes. But when you look at just the catch and shoots recently, he's up there with the very best in the NBA. So he's on a hot streak, both ends of the floor. But I don't think it's streak. I don't think it's a streaky thing. I think this is where he's at. And Tamani Kamara, like, if he becomes half as good offensively as Jimmy Butler, he's already going to be one of the best players in the NBA, because defensively he's up there with the best.
Yeah. Last one for you, Tom, and then we'll let you go. You mentioned Scoot and all the young players on this team. He has had the spotlight on him since he stepped into the city. You're the third overall pick. You're replacing Damian Lillard. That's a lot of expectations and pressure that's put on your shoulders. At times, disappointing rookie year, finishes strong, up and down. Seems like he's been playing more consistently as of late. What are the numbers saying? What have you made of the way that Scoot has developed and grown in year two?
Yeah, I think the biggest number for me, when you're looking at Scoot Henderson, who, yes, he was a top three pick coming out of the G League Ignite team that didn't have this sort of competition that you might see from other top prospects or even European prospects. But he just turned 21, and that's the number I keep focusing on, is guys in the NBA, especially at the point guard position, it is so hard to grade them as a 20-year-old, came in as a teenager, and he's been much better as of late, and the numbers support that. You know, when you look at his finishing around the rim, you know, he was going way too fast last year because he got excited. He was like a puppy out there. He was just wanting to please everybody. And he was trying these more flashy finishes at the rim, and he was shooting just 41% on two-point shots last year. And that is much better this year. When you look at his numbers, it's at 51% on 2-point, or sorry, 48% on 2-point shots, which is much improved. That's what you want to see from Scoot Henderson, where he's using pace to kind of stop, slow down, kind of Chris Paul-like, is that you can't always go one speed. The NBA is too good. And Scoot Henderson in year two is vastly improved in his efficiency numbers, his shot efficiency. And that's a good sign for him learning the game. The game is slowing down for him, and it's really important for him because at 20 years old, he has to figure out the NBA. I can't go past these guys. I can't outspeed them. I can't outrun them. So I got to change speeds. He's doing that a lot better, and it's catching the defense much more off guard. And you're seeing Scoot Henderson be a lot more efficient out there, and that's what you want to see from Scoot.
Yeah, he is Mr. Statistician Faceman, a.k.a. Tom Haberstroh. And he's on every Blazer broadcast, but he's in studio, and we've enjoyed having him on in the city and on the show. TomTheFinder.com, Yahoo Sports, and check out the Pack Your Knives podcast. Hopefully there's one more nice meal in your future. I don't know how long you're going to be in town for. Hopefully you get another nice meal or two. Enjoy the game today. We can't wait to watch it, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
You got it, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.